admonishment's sake, two angels are always making goodly proclamation, saying, O God, keep the prodigals fully satisfied. Give 100,000-fold recompense for every dirham that they spend. O God, do not give the niggards of this world anything but loss upon loss. Oh, many an act of niggardliness is better than prodigality. Do not bestow what belongs to God except by the command of God, that thou mayest gain infinite treasures in return, and that thou mayest not be numbered among the infidels who were offering camels in sacrifice in order that their swords might prevail against Mustafa. Endeavor to find out the command of God.
Do you get it? It goes the same way. It has almost nothing to do with the story we're hearing, right? What is it about? He is talking about two angels, day and night, doing this prayer. It should worry everyone. And this prayer is dividing the people to two kinds. One is the intelligent one, who, like an animal, will try to keep everything for himself. The other one is the one who gives. You understand that everything is plenty and he is in the business of giving. You see the differentiation in here? This is just the barrier between selfishness and selflessness. Because that's the self and intelligent. Intelligent will tell you, try to keep your whatever, right? Then you will say, okay, this prayer goes on, but as soon as he said it, he realized, suddenly he thought, giving is good, keeping is bad. He said, That was the intelligent one talking like that. I was telling you, I'm talking in another dimension now. So, there are a lot of not giving, which are much better than the giving. First one, look at these guys. They were praying to God to defeat Muhammad, even the sacrifice, to fight the Prophet of God. Let me give you another example.
Endeavor to find out the command of God from one who is united. Not every heart understands the command of God. Has the slave, the enemy, who did justice, bestowed what belonged to the king upon those who rebelled against him?
That's not the enemy, though. That word is insurgent. Yagi is insurgent, isn't it? Revolutionary, the one who make the coup d'etat, the outlaw. Yeah, Yagi will be outlaw.
Is that an Arabic word? Yagi? After the
I don't know, that's your business. Arabic is your
Here it says Yagi. Here it says Yagi.
Yeah. Anyhow, he said, okay, look at these stupid qolams someone had. This guy will give away the belonging of the master to everyone and thinks that, oh, you see, I'm a giver. It's not yours to give, to begin with. that is the point he's bringing
like
in.
Like
when I said, when I'm talking about giving, I'm keeping, I'm talking about the thing that somebody connected to the other side will understand. Not making these silly assumptions. Yes? Like the rebellious slave who thought that he's doing the justice because he's giving up the belonging of the king to everyone. Yeah?
In the Quran, there is warning to the heedless that all their spendings are a bitter grief to them. What increase does the equity and justice of this enemy produce in the sight of the king? Banishment and a black countenance. The chiefs of Mecca, at war with the prophet, offered sacrifice in hope of favor. On this account, the true believer is saying in his prayer, from fear, Lord, lead in the right path.
This is a very essential part of Quran. You know that Quran is a very strange book because it is written a couple of decades after Muhammad, from the memories. It has been collected, then selected. A lot is said about it. But there is no doubt that there is one exception in all these different verses, and that's that opening one.
Fatiha.
Fatiha. It means opening. Right? The opening one is somehow different, and they made it exception. When the Muslims pray, they have choice of choosing one surah, no matter which one. Normally they go for the shortest one. There are four short ones. This is the choice, and this is the second one. The first one is the mandatory. I mean, they cannot recite something else. They have to recite that. Why? For two effects, actually. One is the social effect, because everybody knows why he's keeping quiet and that guy only is reading it. There is an accident, we learn about it, it's important in Masnavi, when he talks about it. One day Muhammad will come and we see a lot of people sitting down like a crop, some is reading Quran and some is drinking wine and some is doing this and say, ah! When somebody is reading Quran, the rest should keep quiet, sharp, that's it. Then they want to pray, and they have to read Quran. They should keep quiet. Only the imam in the front is reading the Quranic verse. So that verse, he's reading it for us, and the first one, we know what he's reading, because we are all had it in mind. This is the social part, but meaning-wise, it's really the essence of that religion. I mean, everything is there, because it's the declaration, and it covers everything. It's very interesting stuff, because it covers really everything you need to be a real Muslim. It starts with the name of God, and it goes on with a declaration of selflessness and understanding of the big universe we are a part of. And in this universe and existence, there is only one that we are seeking, then a begging. Please, do what? If you are given one chance to beg for one thing from God, what is it?
Lead us on the straight path.
It's only that, that lead us on the straight path, which is to you. It's only this. You ask for this, and you will say, ah, please, let me be like the people you like, not like the others that are lost. If you are that intimate with it, to become passionate, to understand, imagine 10 times a day, passionately begging for guidance to get closer to there and having pity on all the rest who are not made. Because at the end is that do make me like them, they are lost. That one, he says, Look at that.